particular verse on my heart this week. It's just one verse, and I'm sure you've read it many times. You've heard it many times. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And it says this: there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time for everything. That's true, isn't it? There's a time for everything. Everything has a time. Sometimes we teach our children to learn how to tell the time on their smartphones or their smartwatches. And then they get to a point where they can tell the time. But I also think that it's a good to be able to kind of do that in your own life in terms of spirituality, that you're able to kind of say, I know what time it is in terms of my relationship with God. If somebody was to ask you that question in your life, what time is it? What would the answer be? Would the answer be, it's a time of resettling. I'm resettling. I've been some places and now I'm coming back into another place. I'm resettling. Or for somebody else, they may say, I'm restructuring. I'm getting things in order. I'm focusing on some aspects of my life. I'm prioritizing these things and I'm saying no to these things. I'm restructuring. And it's a different answer for different people. For others, it may be, it's a time of refreshment. I'm just kind of bathing in the presence of God and meditating upon His Word. And I'm just knowing the refreshment of that. But for each one, we all are in different times and different seasons. And it's good to be able to say to yourself and have an understanding in your own heart and your own mind, yes, I know what time it is. And you may look back in the past and you may identify, yes, I recognize in the past there were times of this and there were times of that. But now, presently, I'm in a time of, and only you can answer that. What time it is. Actually, it says there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And I focused on that word activities because we're involved in different activities. You're involved in different activities. You're active in the activities. God's word says that His word is living and active. And so therefore, that's actually a description of God, really, isn't it? It's a description of Jesus because He is living and He is active in our lives. And so therefore, as He is living and active in our lives, we then become living. You're already alive, but you're living and you're active in different activities. And sure, we're all in different activities, aren't we? You know, some people are in jobs, some people in college, some people are active in church or in different ministries. There's different things that we're active in. But actually, what that's saying is that whatever activity you're involved in, that has a season. And the thing about seasons are, so you can see them up there, I have spring, summer, autumn, winter. The thing about seasons are, they have a start, don't they? And they have an end. And they have a middle bit, which is just when it's happening, when it's going. And as you look back on your own life and past activities, you may be able to identify that it started somewhere. There was a starting point. And then you got into it, whatever it was. And it was ongoing, it was continuing, you were giving yourself to it and you were getting something from it. You were active in it. And then at some point, it all came to an end. Because that's the nature of our lives. That's the nature of seasons. They start, they end. And there's a time for everything. And this week, myself, in my own life, I came to the end of a season. Over 4 years ago, I was in a season of didn't have a job. And when I was in that season, all I could think about was, I want a job, I want a job, Lord, give me a job. And I believe that He had a particular job for me, you know. Have you ever experienced that, where you're looking for something, but you believe that God has something for you, that you will be a right fit for it and it will fit into your life. There'll be a good fit. And over 4 years ago, that was the zone, or that was the season I was in personally. And then I got a job in Tiglin. And I grew into that, and I was a good fit for that, and that was a good fit for me for the season. And then on Thursday, that was my last day in Tiglin, and it was the ending of a season. And I knew that it was the ending of a season, and I was at peace with the ending of a season, because I knew that this was something that, you know, I was convinced that God was bringing these things to an end, and he was moving me on. And so, personally, that's kind of the season that I'm in. Something has come to an end, but that also means that something is beginning. Tomorrow I'm starting a new job. Hey! But this is the mode of life. And this is the way in which God works. He works in seasons. He works in times. He starts stuff, and then he brings stuff to an end. Imagine if God was bringing something to an end in your life. I don't know what that could be, but let's pretend that he was bringing something to an end. But you says, no, I don't want it to end. I just want to keep on going. I'm enjoying this. If you bring it to an end, you're going to unsettle me, and I don't know what the future's going to look like. And did you ever think that could happen? Yes, because sometimes when we get into something, we get comfortable in it and we think, yes, this is it. It's going to be like this forever. But no, it's not. It's not. So I don't know what season you're in, but can I share something with you? At some point it's going to end. Oh, at some point it's going to change, because God works in time and he works in seasons. And there are people that he brings into your life for a season. And there are times where he brings you to a place or into other people's lives for a season. But what's our responsibility? What's our desire in this? Lord, we want to walk with you in faith. We want to believe in you and believe for your provision in our lives. But we also want to walk in such a way where we have a listening ear, where we're listening. Lord, is a change happening? Because if you're changing something or bringing something to an end, I want to be in step with that. Because I know if I'm in step with that, I'm in synchronization with you. It's like if he takes a step, you take a step. If he takes a step, you take a step. It's kind of like a dance. It's like this kind of, the slow dance where the two of you are moving together, where he has his arms around you and you have your arms around him, and the music of heaven is playing, but you're in step, you're in synchronization with him. That's the way God works. He works in times, he works in seasons. He starts stuff and then he brings things to an end. What season are you in your life? The four seasons. Spring, summer, autumn, winter. I was thinking about those. In spring, that's all about new life, isn't it? It's when things begin to bud and things begin to blossom. And you expect that to happen, don't you? When you are approaching spring, if things weren't budding and if things weren't blossoming, you'd be like, hey, that's what happens around here at springtime. I want new life to happen, because new life happens in spring. And when you're in spring and you're approaching summer, what do you expect? You expect brightness, don't you? You expect a warmth, because that's summertime. And when you're in summertime and you're approaching autumn, what do you expect? You expect the leaves to fall from the trees. You expect there's a different color or a different perspective. You expect that. I expect that, because that's the world we live in. And when you're in autumn and you're approaching winter, what do you expect? You expect it to be cold. You expect it to be freezing, don't you? And so what I'm saying is that whatever season we're in, we have an expectation as we approach the next season. We got to plan and prepare for the season that we're heading into. And so, no matter where you are, no matter what season you're in, there's always two seasons that are side by side. You've got the past over here, you've got the future over here, and you're in the present. And so you've come from the past into the present, and you're in the present, and you're heading towards the future. And so as you look out into your future with God, you can have an expectation that God might do something different. He might do something new. And you ask yourself, am I prepared for the next season? Am I preparing myself, as in, am I getting ready by just being with him and being in his presence? And the four seasons. And so, as we live life and as we walk with God, there is an expectation, there is a preparation, whatever season we're in. And the other thing is, like, we've spoken about it, seasons change. But do you know what's something? There is nobody sitting on a cloud up there that has the responsibility of pressing a button that changes the seasons. Did you know that? So when it goes from spring to summer, somebody doesn't press a button and say, right, there we go, the season has changed. No, have you ever noticed that it's a gradual thing? It's little by little, it's slowly changing from spring to summer, summer to autumn, autumn to winter, that it's over a period of time. And I think God works like that. Is that when he brings about a change in our lives, yes, sometimes it might be, yeah, straight change, but more times than not, when God is bringing about a change of our seasons, it's over a period of time that it begins to settle on our hearts. That it begins to, I see now what you're doing. Oh yeah, you kind of come into it. Slowly by slowly. It's not abrupt. It's not swift. It's not sharp. Because seasons are like that, aren't they? They change little by little, gradually over time. And you may get to a place where you're walking with God and you think, yeah, something's changed. God has done something. I can recognize or identify it, a change. Some people don't like change. You know that, don't you? They don't like it. They'd just love to stay in summer. They'd wish there'd be only one season in life, and that is summer. And it's summer 24/7, 360 days a year, just one season. But it's not like that. We have spring and we have summer, and it's a bit like that in God. Is that when you're in a place with God and you're comfortable and you're enjoying God and faith. And you're thinking to yourself, I just wanted to stay like this forever. But God brings about a change. And he does it over your heart over time. And you may even get to a place where you're desiring change, you're wanting change. You may even agree with him and say, yes, yeah, I'm ready for this. Come on, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. You just say the word and I'll make the move. Ah, change. And do you know that... Yeah, I've spoke about that. Oh yeah. What else? I was thinking about these things during the week, and over 20 years ago, I was sitting in a church in Wales, and the church had some visiting speakers, and the visiting speakers were from a local teen challenge drug rehab, and one of the persons that was speaking that day said a sentence. And it just caught my attention. And I wrote it down in the back of an old Bible. And as I was thinking about these things this week, I remembered that sentence. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to say that sentence. And the sentence was this. There's a reason for your season. There is a reason for your season. And I think that there is truth in that. An element of truth in that. Is that when God is working in our lives, he has a reason. Jesus went to the cross. Because there was a reason. The reason was to bring you back into a loving relationship with God. So that you could know the nourishment and the blessing of walking by faith. Of having a plan and a purpose. That you have a hope. That's some of the reasons why Jesus gave himself. But sometimes God does things and moves in certain ways by his Spirit. And brings things about in a certain way. Because he has a reason. And part of that reason is for you, to bless you, to build you up, to move you on, to bring you to a place where he wants you, to bring others into your life. God has his reasons. Like one of the other reasons may be, he may bring you to a place to be surrounded by other people belonging to him, to help you and to train you and to bring a sense of healing into your life. Have you ever had that sense of God has brought somebody into your life for a reason? Yeah, because God has a reason. Another reason why God moves in certain ways is because he wants to empower you and equip you and train you and prepare you for the work that you're going to be involved in for him in the future. But in order for you to grow and be ready to be in that work, he's got to do some work down here. And that's part of the reason. And so therefore, God's reasons are to train, equip, empower, so that you'll be ready when that work comes to your life. God has a reason. Have you ever asked yourself, God, what's the reason of the season that I'm in? What's your reason? What is it that you are saying? What is it that you want me to know? What is it that you want me to grasp? Because if I grasp what the reason is, then I'll have a clarity in my mind. I'll have a spring in my step. I'll have an assurance in my heart. I might even have a confidence of to walk with you because I've grasped something of the reason. Many years ago, it even happened here. But many years ago, God brought somebody into my life. And it was just to train me in the things of God and just to come under his wing and just to be nourished and grow up and learn. And sometimes God does that. He'll bring people into your life. And it's to help you and support you and to equip you. And it's to cause you to grow and to bud and to blossom and to flourish. Have you ever had somebody in your life that's been sent by God? That's been a good part of the plan and the purpose of God. God has a reason. Ask yourself, Lord, what's the reason? There's a reason for your season. Maybe you should ask him what the reason is. I'm coming towards the end. It's only a short word this morning. Do you remember Psalm 1? I want to read to you the first three verses. It says this. Psalm 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. It's this verse that caught my attention. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. It's a picture of a tree that's planted beside a river. And so the tree or the branches, they grow up towards God. That's like your life and my life. You're planted in God. You're like a tree planted in beside a river. And the river nourishes the roots. And so the river of God's love, the river of his spirit, nourishes the root of your life, your faith. And so you begin to grow. And you hold out your hands and you worship God. And you say, Lord, I'm like a tree. I'm growing. I'm budding. I'm blossoming. You're planted in God. So that means if you're planted in God, you know what that means, don't you? That he is sovereign over your season. That whatever season you're in, he is sovereign over your season. That is, that if you're in a season of new life, of budding and blossoming, oh, God is sovereign over your life. If you're in a season of coldness, where the things of God are cold, or the word is cold, or the things of faith is cold in some way, just know that God is sovereign over your season. That the sunshine of his presence will shine on your life again. And if you're in a season where it's a little bit like autumn, where things are falling away, things are falling down, just like the leaves that fall on the ground in autumn. God is sovereign over your season. That over your life, he is sovereign. And he has the ability of able to bring things together. He's able to have the ability to start things afresh. Something new. And he also has the wonderful ability to bring things to an end. And if things are coming to an end, don't be afraid of that. Don't hold on to something that God is trying to bring to an end. No, just reach out and hold on to him and say, Lord, I'm holding on to you because whatever season I'm in, I know that there is a reason in you for my season. And I also know that you are sovereign over the seasons of my life. Whatever season I go through, wherever I am, wherever I go, whatever I do, I can rest in the sovereignty of God. He's sovereign over your season. And yet there are times when we don't understand the ways of God. there are times in our lives and seasons in our lives where it doesn't all add up or it doesn't make sense. And I once heard a lady share these precious words, is that when you don't understand the plans of God, you can trust in the heart of God. And so this morning, if you're in a season where you're saying, I don't know, you can trust in the heart of God. You can trust in the sovereignty of God, that He is for you and He is not against you. You can trust in that God starts things in our lives and He also brings things to an end. Is that whatever season you're in, He is sovereign. You are planted in Him. You're like a tree planted by the river. You draw up the nourishment of the roots from the river of His love, the river of His Spirit, and you worship Him. You reach out like a tree and its branches, your hands, and the sunshine of His presence shines on your life. And then the seasons change. But whatever the season, He's sovereign. He's watching over your life. He has you. He goes before you. He prepares you. He equips you. He strengthens you. He empowers you. He brings people into your life. He moves people on from your life. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 says this: there's a time for everything, and God's timing is perfect. Keep in step with the timing of God. Let your heart say, Lord, I want to just keep in step with You. I want to be in sync with You, just to move with You. If You move, I move. If You settle, I settle. And there's a season for every activity under the sun, under the heavens. And so whatever you're active in, just rest in God. Rest in the sovereignty of God. Let's bring these things to a close.